USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer agreed to a two-week delay of former President Trump's impeachment trial, allowing the chamber to handle President Joe Biden's cabinet nominations in the meantime. The House will send the impeachment article, which charges the former president with inciting the January 6th riots at the Capitol on Monday, and senators will be sworn in on Tuesday. President Biden isn't backing a Democratic-led effort to get rid of the Senate's filibuster procedure as Senate leadership struggles to agree on a power-sharing deal. Republican Senator from Montana Steve Daines is no fan of getting rid of the filibuster.
Less than 48 hours ago, we heard from President Biden's inaugural about unity, about healing. This is not the way you unify and heal the nation.
That audio courtesy of Fox News. You're listening to USA Radio News.
For 3 years, you've heard me talk about MyPillow and the MyPillow Premium Pillow and how I get the best night's sleep of my life, how they don't go flat. They are washable and dryable and made in the USA. And it continues the MyPillow Premium Pillow Special from Mike Lindell. A standard or queen size premium MyPillow, $29.98. You're saving $40. King size pillows, only $5 more. 60-day money back guarantee, 10-year warranty, made in the USA. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. And while you're at MyPillow.com, check out all the deep discounts on all the other MyPillow products. MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175.
Bipartisan outrage over images regarding the National Guard.
A day after the inauguration went off with virtually no incidents, more than 10,000 National Guard members still on duty were told to leave the Capitol building and set up in the far side of the senator's parking garage. Senator Tammy Duckworth, an Iraq war veteran, made some calls, and now Capitol Police have apologized to the guardsmen, and they were allowed back into the Capitol building Thursday night. Overnight temperatures were in the 30s. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
All eyes on the economy at the White House. White House Economic Advisor Brian Deese saying big, bold action needs to be taken regarding a coronavirus relief package. All eyes on the economy at the White House.
It's a moment that requires decisive action to beat this pandemic and support the economic recovery that American families need.
Some Republicans concerned about the cost of the plan. USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
A new mission to Mars will have a microphone to listen to what the planet sounds like.
Three new Mars missions are heading for the Red Planet in February, and they'll be recording the first sounds from another planet. NASA expects its Perseverance rover to land February 18th after the United Arab Emirates' Hope orbiter arrives on February 19th, and China's Tianwen-1 mission arrives the next day. Perseverance carries two microphones. One will record the noise made by laser pulses emitted from the rover to hit rocks. The other microphone will listen to other events on the surface. The atmosphere on Mars is only about 1% as thick as the Earth's, so the sound waves will be different. Scientists say they expect to hear wind, falling boulders, and possibly even Mars quakes. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest News Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
The social media platform Twitter was sued for refusing to remove indecent pictures of children from its site. According to the lawsuit, Twitter wouldn't remove the indecent material because it didn't find a violation of its policies. The lawsuit says this lawsuit seeks to shine a light on how Twitter has enabled and profited from child sexual abuse material on its platform, choosing profits over people, money over the safety of children, and wealth at the expense of human freedom and human dignity. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.